Hey, this is Terpster. You're listening to Hotscast.
Come out, come out, wherever you are.
You are listening to Hotscast. All the heroes of the storm coverage you can handle.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hotscast. This is the show bringing you all the awesome out of Heroes of the Storm. And oh my goodness, do we have a lot of awesome, because 2.0 is on the horizon. First up, let me introduce all the peoples that are sitting here with me around the table. Actually, first, I'm your host, Vincent Minucci. And with me, as always, are my two intrepid Hotscast co-hosts. First up, we've got Mike, a.k.a. Fimless.
Hello.
And Kaylee, a.k.a. Nerdy Char.
Hey, I'm back. What's up, peeps?
You are back, and you are in Texas. And we've got two very special guests, two great friends of the show, and two hosts of an amazing WoW podcast, in fact. First up, we've got Chris coming to us all the way from Scotland. What's up, Chris, a.k.a. Akari?
It's 3 in the morning.
It is 3 in the morning in your future land. Yes. And broadcasting from about 45 minutes from where I'm currently sitting, Kevin, a.k.a. Swingcat.
What's going on, guys?
How's it going? Now, these guys are, of course, the hosts of Azeroth Coast to Coast. We love them, and we asked them to join us because we've got a metric crap ton of news to talk about. Huge bomb dropped on us from the Heroes of the Storm community team. Heroes of the Storm is entering a phase so monumental, so gigantic, they are literally calling it Heroes 2.0. And it's amazing the amount of stuff coming to us. We have what has been called an advent calendar-like timeline on the Heroes of the Storm website, where certain things are going to be opening up at certain points over the month of April. And this is all culminating at April 29th, as far as I'm aware. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody. I think it's April 29th, right?
Yes.
29th?
Yes.
29th.
Yes.
The, and this from April to the end of April.
Yes.
If this was, if we were recording 3 days ago, I would have said in that great intro you did for the what they called the next level of Heroes of the Storm as Heroes 2.0. that we should have said they've decided to rename the game Superheroes of the Storm.
So what you're saying is if we were recording on the first day of April,
yes,
you know, not that that means anything. I mean, it's not a thing. It's not a thing.
My brother's birthday.
Yeah.
At least then if they renamed it Superheroes of the Storm, we make a Superman eventually.
We might.
Yeah, but Superman's terrible. Batman all day.
That was if Blizzard merged with DC.
Yeah.
Wait, can that happen? Can we make that happen? Blizzard,
that would be, that'd be pretty cool.
It would be. There was a DC MOBA.
No, a
Activision,
one.
Blizzard, DC.
Dude, and shots I can
fired.
Do
an April Fool's joke.
Shots I can do fired. The voiceovers for Batman when that happens. If I'm
Batman. I'm Batman.
Can we hear that, Kaylee?
No, because I'm sober.
She's drinking balls.
I am drinking balls.
Yes.
Balls is the opposite of get you drunk.
And by the way, if you want an explanation of that, just wait all the way to the end of the show. After the little warning I'm going to put in about language and content, just keep listening if you're of age and you'll find out all about that.
She primed up with a warning in already.
Should just be there on every episode.
Pretty much, yes. Speaking of warning, we are already tangenting, but we've got so freaking much to talk about. So let's get to it.
Superheroes of the Storm.
Superheroes of the Storm.
What?
First up, starting today, correct? She's out today.
She's already out. Yep.
We've got a new hero.
I played her.
You played her.
She's out today. She's out tomorrow.
I played her. She's good.
Nice. We've got Cassia, the Amazon from Diablo 2, which she is currently essentially in the lore living in the Diablo 3 universe timeline. So she is older than she was in Diablo 2, and she is specced as the much-beloved Javazan. and she is out right now. And yes. just up, I will say, huge props to Bo Schwartz and John Jagger on Core, because about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago even, they noticed in the store all of a sudden that the Novazon, I think that's what they call it, right? The Novazon skin.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it changed. The artwork on that skin changed to what it, you know, from the original, and it just suddenly changed, and they kind of just threw it out there like, well, why would they change it unless they're going to bring it to Amazon? And they did. And they brought in the Javazon.
In the Superheroes of the Storm, she is known as Wonder Woman.
Yes. Yes. She looks really cool. She really epitomizes the whole stutter step mechanic, yeah. as you literally need to keep moving to have her trait engaged.
I really do like that they're adding more complexity to the game.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's getting more and more like a MOBA. I know that it's not supposed to be a MOBA, whatever. Blah, blah, blah,
well, no, they've you know, they've
they called it a
embraced
MOBA.
It. Yeah, they're so done.
They've embraced called it finally. One.
In yes.
The 2.0 announcement thing video, yep. they said MOBA into yep. the MOBA genre.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah, and Alan DeBerry, he goes full on into it now. Actually, I don't know if you guys noticed, he was at Combo for the Storm last year.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was at the back when I was on the Heroes panel. I saw him at the back of the room, and if he was there like just like another minute or two, I lost sight of him. I was actually going to call him out, but then I was like, I'll leave him alone. He's probably having a good time.
I was too busy to just try to stop Kaylee from being alcohol.
Yeah, but it was nice seeing Alan there. And sorry, Alan, again,
she'll
for
tell you she wasn't drunk.
Screwing up the audio on our interview.
I mean, I really wasn't that drunk.
Right.
It was 7 o'clock.
It's so true.
Yeah.
You weren't that drunk compared to what?
Right.
Yeah, no, that was the worst night of that entire weekend.
Right. Now, yeah. Mike, you got a chance to play her.
I did.
What do you think? If you compared her, now, obviously there are going to be comparisons already with Dear Lady Lunara, just because of the whole, you know, throwing spears and, you know, kind of that feel. Now, she doesn't have the hopping.
Feeling like Lunara in any way.
Good. I like to hear
not
that.
At all. Not in any manner whatsoever. Awesome. She's slow.
I would be surprised because yeah. Lunara is pretty unique. I wouldn't think that
she
her
is.
Mechanics would be similar.
She is. Yeah, I've already heard people talking about
something is not... have anything to do with it. I mean,
right.
You really don't look at what she's like, you know, that's her auto attack. She's throwing spears. Mm-hmm. The Q is pretty cool. Although, you know, it's one of those, the first thing it hits is the thing it hits. So it's not like Chromie where it hits a hero only, it hits whatever
right.
it hits.
Right.
And then the angle you hit it at is very important, because whatever angle you hit it at, 90 degrees is where the spikes come out the sideways. So that's what will hit the other ones. So you have to make sure you're looking. Like if you want to hit both towers, you have to hit the gate head on, right? Because it'll 90 degrees
right.
side to hit the other tower. So
right.
it's a big deal. And, it, you know, so if you want to hit something behind the wall, you could hit it at an angle. It'll go back behind the wall. Maybe you'll hit them or not. There's all sorts of interesting things you can do with that.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, it's a really cool skill cool. shot in that regard.
Yeah, it is. It is. So it's a lot of physics.
Right.
Geometry. You have to right. know what's going on with that.
So basically, the blind, we're going to see a lot of terrible Cassias for a while.
Yeah. You gotta yeah. be understanding of like the pool trick shot.
Yes.
But so what they need to do is have it so it does that a couple times. So you really have to figure it out, right? It has to be one of the traits that or the talents that like splits a second time, but it's not one of them. As far as I know, I didn't read all of them. But the blind is cool. I used it a lot because I got the talent that heals. Was it healing me if I hit somebody when they're blind? Or there was one thing that did that. Like there was a few things that if they were blind and you did damage to them, it did some more damage or it did additional. So I think that's something in general though, right? She does more damage if they're blinded to anybody that's blinded.
Okay.
So
nice. So she'll pair well with a like a Johanna and a Lily.
Yes, and that's what they said.
Fun.
She'll pair well with those. And then her E is very cool. Now it's not a stun, which I thought it was. You rush toward your enemy, like, and then you do a cone attack.
Right.
on them, like boom, 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 boom,
rapid,
boom.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stun them, so they can keep moving
yes.
away from you.
Yes.
But it is kind of ranged, though, so they have to get away from you a decent amount. But the idea is, if you're playing against them, don't run away from her directly the opposite direction, because she's still going to hit you.
Run
just run
it.
Sideways around her.
Oh,
just
right.
run to the right or left, because it's the cone is very thin right where she is when she hits you.
Yeah.
So but I only tried the R that is the ball of lightning. That
yes,
around.
That is so cool. The bouncing.
That does a lot
yes.
of damage. Yeah, it does a lot of damage.
Yeah.
I did not try the Valkyrie because I only played twice. So
okay.
But I played so I could talk about her.
I will nice. Say what I've noticed about her is she doesn't feel like anyone in Heroes, but she feels yeah. like a mashup of two people from League.
Okay.
A bit of Pantheon and a bit of Vel'Koz kind of mashed together.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah,
she's got the geometry
cool combo.
From Vel'Koz, but then she's got a lot of the skill set coming from Pantheon as well.
Okay.
Mm.
So that's okay. what I kind of felt when I played her.
Yeah, she does not have any type of escape at all.
No.
No.
Other than the blind, maybe you could say, but like if she's slowed or she's pretty much, you're going to, unless you have a heal, you're probably going
to
die.
Yeah.
I think her passive is supposed to be her durability, but it's not really
exactly.
much there.
Well, the passive is good when she's moving, but it's only against auto attacks.
Correct.
So any spell attack will still do the normal damage because it's just
right.
armor. She's just gaining armor. So when she moves, she gets like 96 armor or something like that. Which, or no, 80. It lowers the attacks by a decent
amount.
She gets
a lot of armor.
Yeah.
Where is it? 80. 65. Sorry. 65 physical armor. So reduced damage taken by 65%. So that's basic attacks. That's all, though.
Right.
So,
which makes sense because.
You know, Li Ming will still make Swiss cheese out of her.
Yeah. But it makes sense because of the retuning we've been getting lately with like Tyrael and Anubarak being specifically anti-spellcaster. Now we're starting to get anti-auto-attacker. Mm-hmm. So that's great. I mean, that's a great way to balance out a team. I love that.
So yep. would you
and
say
that's
that...
when moving unmounted too, not mounted.
You right, that doesn't
that
count.
Running around and out.
I feel like it's funny, like they're using traits and abilities in lieu of items, but it's mm-hmm. still kind of the same system after they said they didn't want to
yep.
do that. It's interesting.
Well, but you can't
sort
you
of
can't, except you can't just pick a different one. Like
right.
you can't go, okay, I want to get this item or that item. It's still the trait.
The only exception to that would be Varian.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
where
true.
You can just kind of pick as you go.
Right. Hey,
yes.
But you don't have to. You don't have to memorize a purchase list, and you don't have to continuously
well, we
go to the store.
Know, we always knew that the talents were that idea. It was still you're still buying quote items, but it's not items. You're actually picking a talent at each tier to do the same idea.
Right, and you're not
but
just plugging a point into your
QWER.
Yeah. You're doing something more
yes.
dynamic with it.
I just
correct.
Get the vibe that they've stopped fighting the urge to be so drastically different, and they're kind of starting to embrace some of the little things about other MOBAs that make people like them a
yep.
lot.
And that's great.
They've been doing that
and
for
I,
a little
exactly.
while.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Now.
Yeah, because they're innovating in that space where you know the big two really aren't innovating. They're continuing to push the same map and the same mechanics.
Right. Well, and a lot of serious League players and other like competitive mobile players have always kind of turned their nose up at Heroes because they say it's too easy or it's too this or it's too that. So I'm kind of happy to see them incorporating some more of those characteristics.
Yep.
So hopefully maybe some of that stigma
mm-hmm.
will go
yeah.
away.
Well, I think the biggest thing that I think they've kind of decided that the thing that really sets them apart more than anything is the battlegrounds. So they have all the different battlegrounds. They have all the mechanics in the battlegrounds, and that there's a lot more. That adds a significant amount of changing strategy to every match. Then, okay, now there's a dragon, and there's this, and then we got to go get these guys in this jungle, and get you know, and you know exactly where everybody probably is and every time because it's that you know it's always the same map. Once you start getting these battlegrounds, and then you have new ones, now that changes it. Without you, don't even have to add a new hero to change the meta because you add a new battleground and then everything changes. Because now all of a sudden it's like, well, this battleground changes everything. Now if they pick that battleground, I've got to say they can't pick that battleground because, you know, blah, you know, it's, it makes a huge difference. So
yeah, I totally agree.
I think it makes it more difficult to think about how you're going to do whatever you're doing in the pro scene, because now they not only have to worry about what heroes are they picking, but what battleground do they get to pick or deal with.
Yeah. Right.
Plus, I play another game on Summoner's Rift, I might kill someone.
Exactly.
Well, and I like the fact that the battlegrounds are so dynamic. Like, there's so much variation to, like the battlegrounds themselves, they can change up in the middle. As far as, like, Towers of Doom and stuff, it's kind of cool.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, they can do unique things. They can make a Towers of Doom type thing where it's no longer about going and doing damage to the core. It's about getting the, you know, getting the altars and making sure you win the fight against the altar. So you have to do the mechanic, where there's some maps where if you ignore the mechanic, it's not necessarily the wrong way to play.
Right.
And that's the thing about Heroes. It's always been a game that's done the weird thing, pushing boundaries. I mean, just look at Cho'Gall.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Or Abathur from the beginning. I mean, exactly. Just start with Abathur.
Right.
And Mirkay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Speaking of pushing
and
boundaries.
And Deckard Cain. And Deckard Cain, you know, when he comes out.
Yeah, when he comes out.
He's
going to
definitely
will.
Pushing the boundaries of...
BlizzCon 2017 announcement. What?
Deckard Cain, that's it.
Later.
Yeah. But when Deckard Cain... comes, he's going to be popping out of a specific item, right, Kaylee?
He is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's talk about him.
So, loot chests.
Woo!
Yeah, so loot chests coming to the Nexus.
Chest is good for me.
Yes.
Yep. It's going to be similar to the Overwatch system, and it's going to come out with Heroes 2.0 launch.
Definitely not Overwatch 2.0. Let's not start that rumor yet.
We have a little ways to go before they go there.
Yeah.
Speaking of Overwatch, rumors, I heard that people were pretty convinced that Genji is going to be the next Overwatch hero that's released.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's like the big rumor going around
I could see that, but I still want Junkrat. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want Zenyatta.
I guess it was data mining. I don't know. I think it's like one of those things where it's like a prediction, quote unquote, but they know because they figured it out.
Data mining. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be able to run down Cursed Hollow and just say, here, Kaylee, I've put my balls on you. That's what I want. And then I'll be happy.
Yep.
How about Zenyatta?
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to be back.
I want Zenyatta.
I'm yours.
All right, Kaylee, tell us about loot chests.
We need lots and lots more stealth characters, because you know how much I love stealth.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah. They're the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Akari's like, please no.
If you were trolling, I'd fly to America just to kill you.
Well, you did. That has been talked about, actually. They are changing the rule set for Quick Match.
Yes, killing Mike. That was what we've been talking about.
They will not allow multi-stealthers in Quick Match anymore.
Thank God.
If you queue as a team, if you queue as, three people can be Valera and Nova and Zeratul, that's fine. But if you just get a group of five randos, you will not get multiple stealthers.
Matchmaking will not add multiple.
Will not allow multiple stealthers, correct.
Thank God.
That would be good.
Yeah,
yes.
Until it's been 5 minutes, and then they'll just give you whoever the hell.
Yes, probably.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Kaylee, you want to give us the rest of the info
continue
on
the
loot
chest?
Yeah. So based on community feedback, they're updating their rewards for existing players. So it looks like if you've completed at least one Heroes match, you get 5 loot chests.
Nice.
For every 10 player levels, you get +1 epic loot chest for a max of 55. So Shaper... sorry,
yeah,
buddy.
And I think that's actually the new level too, not the old level.
So previously it used to be you'll get 70 basic loot chests and that's it.
Right.
Now you're getting epic loot chests over the basic ones.
Correct.
And then there's even more.
You can get up to 55. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. And then for every 100 player levels, you get +1 veteran loot chest for a max of 10. So
right.
That's pretty cool.
So the total is 5, 55, and 10, which is 70.
70.
So it's still 70, but 55 epic and 10 veteran ones.
Right.
To go.
That was some
five regular.
I was impressed by that math
right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do the veteran loot chests give us?
So they have 5 coins rather than 4, and they guarantee at least 1 legendary item.
We like that. Guaranteed legendaries.
Dairy.
Any MMO players out there?
Yeah, I was about to say, can I get a guaranteed legendary and WoW, please?
It's like Legion.
I finally got my first legendary, legendary. 2 months after everybody else.
Legendary,
got theirs.
Yes.
Legendary. So,
go ahead.
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, so they're for the dedicated players as part of the Heroes 2.0 launch, cannot be earned through progression in the new system.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on your total converted player level in the new progression system. So play right now.
Yeah, remember if you have a level 10 hero, that hero will actually be 15 in the new progression system.
Right.
That's what they've said. 10 equals 15. So if you stopped at 10, like I have done on most of mine, that one would be 15. So it's up to 5. You won't be any lower than 5, but anything over 5, supposedly your player, the hero will be, may gain levels.
Yeah, they gave a really good graphic of how they've taken the levels and really squashed down from 5 on. They really brought that down and made it more even. It feels a lot more like Overwatch now, where basically you hit, what is it in Overwatch? Like 20, level 20 something. And then
22.
Yeah, and then the XP is identical for every level moving past that.
But yes, but these chests are based on your player level, and your player level is equal to the total number of hero levels you have.
Right.
And those hero levels are going to probably, if you've been playing for a while, increase. So whatever your current number it says as total hero levels, because you can get that right now in game, it will be higher.
Right.
Almost definitely.
Right. So Shaper is going to have a player level of 9,000.
Yeah. So my player level right now is 450. But good lord, man. To close to 600, is what you're saying.
Crazy.
Correct.
Tens I have. Okay.
Because at least every 10 will go up to 15, guaranteed, because that's what they said. That was their benchmark. But then anybody higher will probably go up about the same, because I think because it's kind of leveled out, you probably will gain about 5 levels, I would think. At lower than 10, you may be 4 or 3, depending upon where you are. And then at 5, you're probably not going to gain any levels.
No, they're pretty much even at that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So something to keep in mind, too, before you move on. Right now, there's a 30-day sim pack if you've already reached player level 40. And so that's going to allow you to get those chests, build up more of those chests even faster. So take advantage of it, because once that Heroes 2.0 patch launches on the 29th, then that's the cutoff. The chests.
Sweet. Didn't know that, actually. I missed that part. Mm-hmm. All right. Mike's got some monetary bombage to drop on us.
Yes. So if you're tired of having to pull out that credit card or pick which credit card you want to use on the list, or worry about whether your PayPal bank account has enough money.
If the PayPal button is getting worn out on your screen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
No more. No more. No more real money.
Sort of.
Leaving the in-game store.
Right.
Kind of, sort of.
Yes.
They were going to the free-to-play
space points.
That everybody else kind of has.
Right.
So we're going to have a 3-currency structure, very similar to a lot of the 3 free-to-play phone games and stuff like that. It's not a bad thing. I know you're going, not a bad thing.
They're bringing in
Smurf
fairies.
First off, I'm going to go out of order of what I have in here. So gold. Still there, staying the same way.
Mm-hmm.
No real difference to gold. You'll be using gold to purchase heroes, just like now. And one thing that Kaylee didn't talk about with the loot boxes is you'll be able to re-roll loot boxes.
Correct.
So if you do not like what was in the loot box, or maybe everything was sharded, because we'll talk about shards in a second, you want to re-roll it, you spend gold, you can do it 3 times. It gets more expensive every time.
Yeah, 250, 500, and 750 per roll.
750, yeah. Exactly. So that's something you use gold for. So those are the 2 things you use gold for: purchase heroes, loot box, rerolls. Next thing is, we'll talk about the shards, since we just talked about them. You will be able to get shards, which kind of function like the dust in Hearthstone. So when you get a loot box and you already have the thing that's in the loot box, in that coin that was in the loot box, that will get sharded for you automatically. So you'll get 10 shards or 15 shards or whatever. Those shards can be used to forge things that are the cosmetic items that you can get out of the loot boxes. So Chris will be talking about those, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Next. So I'm not going to talk about all the different types of things, but there are lots of cosmetic things that you will be getting from the loot boxes, but they're, you need a lot of loot boxes to be able to get all of them. So there's a lot of stuff you can use with these shards. And I'm sure going forward, even if you amass a ton of them, when they come out with new ones, that's what you can use them for if you want. Last but not least is the replacement for the real money. And of course, they're calling it gems, which is why everybody's like, not a good connotation when you've played free-to-play games on your phone and stuff. So gems is the third money in the game that is the equivalent of real money. And it will function the same way. You can buy heroes, bundles. You'll be able to buy loot chests with it, stim packs, and other featured items. So there may be some cosmetic items that are only available with gems. So those would be in the featured items section. The bundles are still going to be there. They will be in the featured section of the new collection area, which is the store. So you will be able to buy gems with real money. So it's the one place you can use real money to buy them through the gem shop, which is basically just, you look at your gems. There's a little plus next to it. You click it, buy gems. I like this. I think some of it is based on the idea of they can change the price of gems based on where you are and what your currency is to try to equalize it easier.
Yeah.
Right. So I think it's going to be much better because then they could say a hero costs 100 gems or whatever. Right.
Right.
So, and then what the cost of those 100 gems is, well, you know, whatever, but they also can give you gems in the game, which they couldn't give you real money in the game. So correct. It makes it much easier to have that ability to give you things that you would have to buy real money, use real money in the game for, to actually gift it or give you gems to allow you to buy them.
Right.
I'll allow it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I know. I mean, I know Akari specifically is really in favor of changing the way currency buys in-game services. I know he's really, really happy about the WoW services changing, right? Right, Chris?
Yes. Do you want me to get all political? Really?
Download the latest episode of Azeroth CTC for more.
Are you genuinely wanting me to go all political on your ass?
I mean, you did ask him to stay PG, and then you're like poking the bear.
Poke the bear. Don't poke the bear.
Don't poke the bear.
And I think the shards is cool.
The shards is cool, absolutely. It works like the dust in Hearthstone, and I love that. The one thing with gold to now point out, the only thing gold is going to buy is your rerolls and heroes, because master skins
gone.
Can't buy them anymore.
Well, not gone, but you can. Kinda. Well, you can.
Kind of. No.
You can. No.
You can still buy them. Yeah.
No, you can't.
You can.
Okay, so master skins.
Hold on.
No longer exist the way they are.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Kevin's going to be talking about that in a minute. So let's give him time to do that.
Why don't we go ahead and let Chris talk about the things you can use your shards for?
Yes, like spending £60 to do character services and no, I'm sorry.
Wait,
sorry.
I would gladly give away £60 and get some video game stuff.
Oh yes, please.
But I only have dollars.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm poking the bear too much.
Poking the bear, and remember, I'm meeting you up again in November. So
this is true.
How are you?
And we're probably going to be sleeping in the same room again.
I am a gay man. I do hold grudges as long as women do. As long as women do. Okay.
He's Grudger McGrudgerson.
Yes. Grudgy McGrudgy Pants. The bear.
Yeah, no pants.
I get to talk about all the shiny stuff.
You do. Shiny happy stuff.
Ooh, shinies.
Hitting the Nexus via the loot boxes that Kaylee so eloquently described is an ocean of new cosmetic items, including emojis, sprays, banners, voice links, as well as announcer packs. I'm very happy about that. These additions are something that the community has been asking for since Heroes came out, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I think we'll all agree it's one of the biggest sweeping changes to our customization and progression system that Blizzard's done to any of their games.
Oh, yeah.
But why emojis?
It's kind of embracing the Twitch culture.
People like it.
Yeah. I blame millennials. I blame millennials.
I do too, because anybody older than a millennial can't even see the freaking things. They're so small. So unless you're like Mike and you play in front of a 47-inch TV that's only, you know, 12 inches from your nose.
I can now send you an emoji of a purple grapefruit from Heroes of the Storm. Be happy.
Awesome. When I went in the beta, what did you think the first thing I saw was?
Emojis.
Full of emojis.
Eggplants everywhere.
Eggplants everywhere.
Wait, really?
Twitch. It's like watching Crypt.
Wait, hold on. Is there really eggplants?
I don't know. That's everyone's favorite emoji.
There's probably not, but yeah. I'm sure that
somebody has figured out how to make which one's male genitalia out of the emojis. I guarantee you.
Someone will have decided which one the eggplant is, and it will just get shared out.
Oh, yep. Okay. So wait, is the eggplant a genitalia thing or?
Yeah, it's a male.
Okay. No, there's a reason why I'm asking, and I have a feeling Kevin probably knows why.
Because
Kevin posts it all the time.
No, it's not an emoji thing. Okay.
I'm so confused.
Do you guys know what eggplant is in Italian?
I'm Italian and I don't know, so I'm terrible.
Okay. Well, put it to you this way. The word, yeah, it's the word in Italian for eggplant is mogliano, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Moyan is a derogatory name for a particular race that Italians use based on the color of an eggplant.
I need a safe place.
I just wasn't sure if it was something to do with that, okay?
I'm triggered right now.
It's male genitalia.
Okay. I was just checking. I don't know. I don't listen when I watch stuff on Twitch. I immediately turn the chat pane off. I do not want to see that garbage flying by. I've got no
interest. I need an adult.
Yeah,
it's got too real.
All right, Chris, continue talking about emojis. Not emojis. The other stuff.
I'm no longer talking about
anything
emojis,
but emojis.
Yes.
I want to talk
about the banners because that's freaking cool.
Okay, so when I was playing on the Vita, I did discover that you don't really see your banner much, like at all.
Well, you have to cap a merc camp.
Capping a merc camp.
Yeah.
Taking an objective, like right. One of the skull camps in Haunted Mines.
Yeah.
Destroy a fort, take the objective of Sky Temple.
Okay,
so
cool.
All of that is when you'll see
any objectives.
Yeah.
That's it, though. You won't see it. You probably drop your banner down or anything like that.
But
like
that's what sprays are for.
That's what sprays are for.
That yes, but I'm more looking forward to the banners, I'll be honest. Did any of you play Guild Wars 2?
Yes.
And I love the banners. Oh, there's something so gratifying about getting to throw that banner into the skull of your enemy.
Well, the banners go down automatically, and I don't think they go down nearly enough.
Yeah, I think they should do it when you kill a hero. I agree that would be good.
If you get the last hit,
your banner should go down. Yeah, if you get the kill, your banner should go down.
Which makes sense because you now know
you got the kill.
You now knew who got the kill because it shows the last hit in the corner. So it's not like they're trying to hide that anymore.
Yep. I mean, if you want to prevent like trolls and troll behavior, that's
I don't know. Is that trolling though? I mean, it's I don't know.
Because
it does it automatically.
People kill people; they're going to drop their spray on top of you too.
Right. Even if they don't actually
show that in the video, they showed that in the video.
Yeah.
The guy died and they went.
I'm going to do it. Like, there's not even a question.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But that's why you have to, it has to be automatic. I like the fact that the banner.
I like
is automatic,
the automatic.
And the spray is something you do on purpose.
Right.
So, but I think over time, maybe we will see that we'll see, you know, when you, anything you do that is, where it's something to show off, I think should do that.
I think the spray should have the same cooldown as pings.
Well, the spray only lasts 8 seconds, and only one of them can be down at a time.
But you're
paying
money.
So when you do it again, it just moves.
I know, but what I'm saying is, well, no, you don't pay money for the sprays.
Oh, you can't buy them?
No, they come in the loot boxes.
Well, indirectly, yes. You pay money for gems. You use gems to buy a loot box, and you hope your loot box.
You can use gems to use a box.
Or gives you shards, which you then can use to build
the
collection. Right. Right.
Like if I'm paying yeah. money for the item, you better not limit me when, how much I can use it. Like right. that would be so aggravating.
Right. But you're not paying money well, for the item.
It's like Overwatch.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I mean, they're basically taking all the ideas from Overwatch.
Right. But I just, I don't want to see somebody.
Well, Sprays are an FPS thing. It's been around forever.
Oh, I yeah. know. But I'm saying is, but they use that. They're taking what they already know from Overwatch and how people use it and everything and kind of basing on that. You have to remember that more than likely the heroes environment, while it may not be, you know, it's not as toxic as some other ones, but not necessarily as not toxic as like, WoW. But the Overwatch environment is way more toxic.
No, well, because it's an FPS. Yeah.
So Call of Duty, you're gonna see, whatever they have there yeah, is not Call of Duty gonna happen in Heroes.
Right.
I mean, I if just, you want a non-toxic environment, you should probably play Hello Kitty Island Adventure. I'm just saying.
No, that's pretty toxic.
No, that's pretty bad. That's
there's some worse. Smack that's like, talk like going penguin, in there, man.
The penguin thing. Was
that's bad. That just got closed.
I know, but they made now Penguin Island.
Yeah,
I love, phone, so, I love you know, the
people don't like it.
Like oh, I'm not worried about toxicity. I'm worried Oop. About literally worried about a player who is just going up and down the lane spraying, like almost trying to make it look like he's drawing a picture with his sprays.
But you can't do that. It's one that spray.
No,
at
I
time.
Know, I know. But I can see somebody just spraying over and over and over again, well, like a nanosecond in between.
A team of five waste of strategically
yes.
spraying.
Yes,
because I would do that.
You hope.
See, you are the people that ruin Quick Match.
We need to do that.
I am the people there. Yes.
I hate you people.
We should have sprays that like combine people? A bigger picture. Like
no. No.
Yes.
You want to talk about like, toxicity? No.
Different parts and spells out pwned or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Be able to oh my God. But real, giant... real. Free advertising. We can make giant one eggplant. That when it's combined, it says, it says watch Hotscast, right?
Oh, that would be so cool.
Like, yeah,
we can build the Hotscast logo out of it.
No, see, I want the Captain Planet powers, though.
I want them to put our logo into the game as a spread.
Each person gets a section of eggplant.
Oh, stop.
I said that.
Kevin, yes, make that happen, please.
And now I have to name the episode A Section of Eggplant.
Yes!
You know, one thing that I do want, I want a Gillyweed announcer pack.
Yes. Yes. Oh, wow. We deserve a Gillyweed and Dreadnought announcer pack. But specifically Gillyweed.
That would be amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, we need a Gillyweed.
Specifically the Gilly, though.
I would use that one.
Yes.
I would buy the gems to craft the gold to get the thing to buy it.
I would, loot boxes.
Wait, I would craft like the gems to buy the gold to get
it's a hole
things.
In the bottom of the sea thing.
There's just you know, so many steps.
To smell the loot box.
I don't want to.
Well, you got to open the loot box, hope the thing's in there. If it's not in there, then you everything gets sharded because you probably already have everything else. Then you have to build up enough shards to be able to actually build it. Because everything that is in these different things he talked about
shardable.
Can be built with shards.
Yeah.
But unless it's a special featured item, in which case you have to buy it with gems.
Did they make a bad decision with the name Shard?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so dangerously close to Shard that...
Can we talk about fine. Can we talk about how Akari spelled customization with an S instead of a Z?
Well, it's because, you know...
That's how it's spelled in Scotland.
You take away S's and add Z's to random things.
Because Z's are awesome. I drive one. Yeah.
Oh, she had to throw that in there. Every show, yeah, she's got to talk about her car.
He spelled progression with two S's instead of two Z's, too. I mean,
progression.
Yes. The progression system.
Progression. Progression system.
Zizdom.
I'm so doing it.
Hold on. I love
The progressing system can save you 15% or more.
It's gonna be Zizdom.
Flo wants you to use the progressing system.
Progressing.
Yes. To name your price on gems.
We're replacing every S with a Z in the whole document.
Just do. Is there find and replace?
Find
and
replace. There is.
Is it?
So
yeah.
That works in Google Docs.
So Kevin, yeah. do you want to talk? Because
yes,
feel like
please, for the love of God, let the man speak.
Control H, find and replace.
I feel like we're on Azeroth Coast to Coast, and Gavril isn't letting Kevin talk.
Kevin is talking. Go ahead. It's
not that never happens.
Yeah, no, never.
It's like whenever Kevin talks, nothing but garbage comes out.
wow. I was fired.
I wouldn't say garbage. Definitely some heat and some hate will come out from time to time. There's a lot of threats of cutting, I will say.
You want these there, but you don't want it.
Oh my goodness.
There's an awful lot of cut threats.
Spell Blizzard?
Blizzard.
I'm talking about the new Hero Mastery Taunts.
Taunts.
The yes. Master Skins have gone taunts. Away. The Blizzard developers have found that few players are unlocking and using Master Skins in-game. Mm-hmm. I, for one, was actually using them, but I guess most people were not per Blizzard.
Maybe Blizzard should make Master Skins.
They're still
going to
be there. They're just not going to be Master Skins. They're just going to be those skins.
Well, that's like the everyone's problem. Like, is a lot of the skins were better than the Masters.
Yeah, like everyone's like, true. Why don't you have Vala Master Skin? You love Vala so much. I'm like, because it looks dumb and I don't want it.
I bought Sylvanas and I regretted it because her Ranger Master Skin is so freaking amazing. Why would I use anything else? Of course, short of blind, but
I don't buy. I have not bought the Lily Master Skin and I've been able to buy it since like week two of Alpha.
Right.
And I refuse to.
Yeah. Now I rock the Tyrael Master Skin because it's awesome, but I'm not going to get Uther's Master Skin because the the Purple Paladin one is so much better.
Don't you mean Juzdakar?
That's dangerous. No. Let's move past that one. Kevin.
Mastery Taunts are going to be unlocked at level 15. So players that you had at, or characters you had at level 10 should have that automatically when you log in.
Nice.
And you'll have a little icon above your head when you do a taunt in game, and that icon will get snazzier as you level up.
Snazzier.
Remember the heroes level, you know, keep leveling. So 25, 50, 7500, et cetera.
Right.
And the like we said, it also leveled out. So leveled out. So you know every level will pretty much be about the same amount of XP as the previous level once you get to a certain point. Close. It won't be exact. I think they are increasing it, but just not that much.
Right.
At some point it'll probably just be even.
And we're getting Paragon points in Heroes of the Storm.
No,
that's not a thing. Never mind.
This is not April 1st. This is
the wrong game.
This may be our April Fool's Day episode, but
that might be. Yes.
April.
Right.
So you'll get the master taunting when it goes live April 25th, and soon, not initially but later, you'll get also new taunts or better taunts at levels 25, 50, 75, and 100.
Wait, so is it the 25th or the 29th? Because we have two different dates.
I think it's the
25th because that's a Tuesday and the 29th is a Saturday. I feel like we should clarify
no,
this.
No. Before. I definitely saw 29th on several things. Even the video says 29th.
Oh, this is the 29th.
When Heroes of Storm 2.0 goes live on April 25th.
Fifth. Oh, it is 25th.
Right, so it's gonna, I'm assuming it's going to go.
Veteran loot chest thing, it says 25th.
I'm assuming it's going to go live 25th in the States and then 26th in Europe.
I would think.
Hold on.
29th, 25th, 24th. It's all over the map.
I definitely saw 29th.
That's March 29th. March 29th was when they announced
Maybe, yeah. No.
Heroes of Storm 2.0 open beta notes, March 29th, 2017. March.
I'm trying to find that calendar thingy.
Here it is. So we're looking for that. It should be on the website. But just so people know, if they are playing the beta, it is a beta now. So...
Yeah, it's the 25th.
It's not like the PTR. If you first of all, real money purchases are not allowed. Like buying gems is not allowed in the beta. You cannot use real money to buy gems in the beta. There's a weekly quest in the beta to get gems, so you can use them to purchase things. And any items unlocked or purchased in the open beta will not transfer to live.
Correct.
Unlike in the PTR.
Correct.
Or at least the purchases too.
By the looks of it, they've finally turned it into the same PTR system that League of Legends uses, where it's just up for testing.
Right.
At least for this one. I don't know if they'll do that when they move back into the normal PTR type thing that they were doing before. Because they seem to want to make you buy the new hero.
Yes, which is ridiculous. Knock it the heck off. Just I was gonna say, yeah, unlock the new damn heroes.
The whole point of the PTR is for you to test it. You
right.
Jump on and test
yes.
it.
You but you can only test it if you commit to buying it. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. Point, it's just silly.
The whole point of it is to find bugs and
right.
see if it works right.
Right.
You're just being greedy, Blizzard. Don't
yes.
do it.
I don't know, it's being greedy. It's just silly. It's just limiting the amount of testing you're going to get because you have to commit to buying the hero before you can test it. That's just crazy sauce. Absolutely
I
crazy sauce.
Yeah. Is greedy, but in this situation, I'll say they're greedy.
I miss Dustin Browder a little bit.
Well, he's still there.
He was
I mean,
still
he's
there when he was there.
He's still there. He's still sitting in his office with his t-shirt tucked in, and you know,
same office.
Yeah, he's good. No, he. Didn't he move offices? Didn't they say he moved to the other side of the hallway or something? I don't know, something like that.
Wouldn't that be annoying, though? Like, literally all you're doing is going across the hallway and you pick up all your stuff from your desk and rearrange. Like,
Yeah.
Give me
moving
a real
sucks.
Down the hall.
Moving sucks. Even in a corporate environment, moving sucks.
This is very accurate.
Mm-hmm. Gives me a good reason to clean.
Yeah, this is true. Speaking of clean, we got some nice clean patch notes.
Hey, like that? Nice
yeah,
transition.
Yeah,
that was
giggity.
Excellent.
Giggity.
You're on the ball with those segues today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
He's on the balls.
I'm on the balls. B-A-W-L-S.
Oh, wait, that's Kaylee. Kaylee's on
I'm
the
really,
balls.
I'm really sad because my cherry-flavored balls has been empty for like 30 minutes, and it was delicious,
Dude.
And I want more.
Dude. I didn't know there was cherry. But root beer is still...
Empty
still,
cherry balls.
Root beer is still bomb-ass. So...
Use the curse word on the show. I'm telling my mom.
I'm
my
sorry,
mom,
Mrs.
Who keeps asking me, when are you going to grow out of video games? I'm like,
My parents.
You
still...
can point at me as proof that you could go.
That's
at
not
going to
happen.
43.
Yeah. Right. My parents still call anything, any game I'm playing, that stupid game. They still think I'm playing yes. Ultima Online in their
Obviously.
Basement in 1997 because that was that stupid game.
But that was that stupid game.
No, Ultima Online was perfection. Thank you very much.
I played
it. Dude, I still get the feels so hard anytime I hear music from card. Ultima.
Well, real, according to you, I wasn't even alive when you were playing that game.
You weren't.
You weren't.
I'm 25. So.
1997. I was like about to get into high school.
No, you were not.
Or something.
You were
no, 99. 99 is when
preschool.
I went to high school.
You were in daycare still.
1997, I was in what would be your second grade.
Oh, good
Lord. Oh, my God.
Good
that
Lord,
makes
man.
Me feel old.
So I have had an active MMO subscription ever since you were in second grade.
Crazy.
Yeah, second That's... or third, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Anyway, patch notes.
Final Fantasy 11.
Final Fantasy. Oh, that is the grindiest grindy game of all grindiness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah.
super grind.
Who is typing? Oh, never
even
mind.
Fishing was grindy. Even
yes.
fishy was grinding.
Yes, everything was grindy. Even getting somebody onto your server, you had to grind to get freaking tokens to buy a thing yes. to invite somebody to your server. It's ridiculous. Yes.
Wait,
although in fairness, they had cross-realm stuff.
Yeah,
it was fun, true. Though. It was even fun. With the grind, it was fun. There was a lot of fun things. You felt like it was a real Final Fantasy game, but with lots of other people out there.
Yeah.
You were still the main focus of the thing. That was kind of, I think that WoW took a few things from that in the storytelling
oh,
part
sure.
to make you feel like you were the main thing. Cause that was the first time they actually, an MMO really did that where like you were like, they would do these cutscenes.
Yeah.
And
it was you.
Yeah.
Thing.
And it was, yeah, right. you were the hero. You were the main guy.
Right. Okay. So Cassia,
just
as
player
we
housing.
Right. Cassia, as we talked about now live, ETC and Butcher are both getting some changes. ETC and Murden should be a generalist warrior. Remember, we were talking about this where they're starting to kind of classify the warriors as different roles. You know, Tyrael and Anubarak are kind of the anti-mage. ETC and Murden are going to be the generalist warriors. I guess Arthas was kind of tied into that as well, right? The anti-mage? Or no, he's just kind of a brawler now. But the other thing... ETC's trait gives him armor instead of attack speed buff. So a lot of people weren't very happy about this. However, if you really look at it, it's making ETC a lot more durable. Yeah. And the armor is not just to himself. That is a buff still to those surrounding him. So
that's legit fights.
It is. It absolutely is. For Butcher, hold Alt and click the Fresh Meat ability icon to notify allies of the Butcher's current number of meat stacks.
I'm going to spam that. I'd be like, look at my meat stacks.
Fresh meat, fresh meat, fresh, fresh, fresh meat, fresh.
Is that actually useful information? I've never played Butcher.
Yes.
It is,
that's
yeah.
actually useful information, yeah. yeah.
I mean, knowing how many meat stacks I have is always useful information.
You have all the meat curtains.
Especially when I'm going to make a sandwich. I mean, that's
wow. So now it's a toss up between curtains. Sections of eggplant and all my meat stacks. So we shall see.
Dude, it just sounds like a big plate of food. Like, run them
announce
together.
My meat stacks.
Can I also point out that he said toss up?
I did say toss up. This is true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just don't shard.
No, don't shard. Don't shard your toss up of the meat
stacks. New hashtag
and
for Twitter.
Eggplants.
Spam my meat stacks.
Hashtag spam meat snacks.
Oh, that's amazing.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Or you could accidentally say meat snacks like I did.
Yeah, you could say meat snacks. Yes.
See,
that was
what they
courtesy
need,
of Kevin,
they
by
need,
the way.
They need Chef Butcher. And they need
yes.
to be meat snacks instead.
Yes. Yeah. I am so, and I need the little, I need Adam to get it in his mystery thing and bring it to my hotel room like he did with Chef Stitches, because that was like the best day of my life. The next time he's like, I have something for you, and hands me Chef Stitches, and I'm just like, like, I couldn't even talk.
We need that's a Chef Butcher skin.
Can I just point out that Kaylee just says, I want Adam to get it in his mystery thing and bring it to my hotel room? Like, yeah. there's a lot, that... Those words just came out of Kaylee's mouth in that
and
order.
And then she'll announce her meat stacks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happened.
Draw the egg.
All right.
So that's a thing.
I'm glad you guys can't see me because my face turned red.
Like, did it turn purple like an eggplant?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, good Lord.
Vince, can Jesus. You actually use any of this audio?
Oh, it's right. going up. It's going up. Absolutely.
That's what she said.
It's all innuendo.
It's
all innuendo.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Every bit of it.
Yeah. All right.
As per usual.
Mike, we talked about a lot of the stuff in the next section, but see what you can pull out of there that we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, what's the next section?
Your section?
Where did my thing go?
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what to do with my hands.
I can't find my... No, mine. Character levels, yes, are getting fully reworked. So that we talked about that plateau at level 12. The once it gets to level 12, it start evening out. So the amount of XP required to gain a hero level will be about the same at that point. You won't see that huge spike, and then like everyone is like 5 million more XP, which is crazy. So it should be, because it just keeps going forever, you'll feel like there's more progression. Like you'll feel like you can get to that next level. You won't feel like, oh my God, I am never going to get there. You know, I have to do like 80 matches to be able to get there. Mm-hmm. So the player level, because of all this, is not going to be capped at 40 either, so that you can feel like you're progressing there too. It's just the sum of all your character levels. So if you have 3 level 10s and that's all you have, be weird, you're level 30. Existing hero levels we converted to match the new XP requirements without loss of hero level, which we talked about. So if it's 5 or lower, it will basically give you the level you have and then the percentage toward the next level you have in that amount of XP. And so you'll be that level. So if you were 4.5 to 5, you will still be 4.5 to 5 after the conversion.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be a different amount of XP total because it's not the same. But if you were going to increase levels, it'll just give you the increased level. It won't like keep you at the level and change the amount of XP. You'll never lose XP, only gain it.
Right.
And then the player progression badges, this is very interesting. So they're basically going to display the player's level up to 99, and then it will change your badge art and start you over again. So it kind of like rolls around, but then changes the badge art. So
like,
the badge
like
art
Overwatch.
Tells you like what 100 level
yeah.
you're at. Right.
Same thing as Overwatch.
So it's like 1 to 99, and then you go flip back to 1 and your badge changes. So that's pretty cool. The border doesn't display the level, but it's updated every 100 level with new art. So the border itself will change also, which is cool. And as we said, the hero progression is no longer capped at 20. It just keeps going forever. That's about it. So the first 1 through 5, they've actually increased the amount of XP to gain levels. What they were talking about is they didn't want you to be able to gain 2 levels in one match if they can help it. Now, if you're at the edge, maybe you could. Like if you needed like 2 XP to get to the next level, maybe you could gain an entire level and that 2 XP. But you probably need a stim pack and have a really, really, really long match and all that crap. So that was what they were saying in the notes, that they really just didn't want you to be able to gain 2 levels at once.
Yes. All right. Kevin has some news for us, even though he doesn't want to say it. I don't know why.
I'll talk about it if you don't want
to. Somebody has a weird about problem going on here.
Yeah, let Chris talk about it.
Fine.
Keck.
Keck.
Ether is actually going to be useful again. Hopefully.
He's useful. He's just not as useful as he used to be.
He's niche to the point in the meta where he's useful in maybe one situation. And yeah, that situation practically never happens anymore. Which is essentially Divine Mosh. It's the only situation where he's useful, and that never happens anymore.
Right.
Divine Mosh.
Uther is to be redesigned to be an off-tank support.
Yes!
Which, for people who are similar, people who have played leagues, there's going to be probably a little bit more like a Leona, in that kind of bracket where he's just a tanky meat wall to, you know, help you not die.
Is he going to be like as annoying as playing against a Leona?
I hope so, because I'm a Leona main in League and I love Leona, so...
Oh, I know, I do too. That's why I'm like, I'm hoping he's like...
If he's essentially a Leona...
If you haven't got it, Kaylee likes being annoying to other players in the game.
I mean, if they've been listening to the show and they don't know that, I mean...
I'm saying, in case you're wondering, and maybe you're new listening...
Hashtag troll life.
Yes. Kaylee, if she can be annoying to the other team, she will be.
I'm main support, and it's literally my job to be annoying to the enemy team. So Leona is my favorite thing to play.
Poking all day, every day.
Anything like Leona, I may stop playing Lucio just to be a beast of a Leona again, because that was what I did, and I'm so excited.
Nice. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too, because you know what? Paladin is the greatest class ever, and we need to see more Paladin in Heroes of the Storm. I
disagree.
Well, you'd be wrong, but that's fine.
You know what I would like to see? Because we've already got a Demon Hunter.
More Illidan.
We've got Illidan as a Havoc Demon Hunter. I would like to see Korvos or something come in and be a Vengeance tank for us. That would be cool.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be good.
I would like to see that.
See, I would like to see Justicar Boros come in as a Rep Paladin.
No, you don't take Boros. You don't take Boros. You take Vindicator Maraud.
Yeah, that's true. You could do Vindicator Maraud. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he'd be good. Yeah.
If you're gonna bring in any space goat, it has to be Maraud.
And we need a space goat.
We do need a space
goat. Heroes does not have space goats.
Just as long as it's not Irel, because like I'm so tired of her
It probably will be. What's his futz? Or the prophet dude.
Velen.
Oh, Velen?
He's a priest.
We need a priest.
I could do Velen.
Bring in a priest.
I'd be down for that.
If we're gonna get a priest,
it's gonna be Anduin.
Yeah.
It'll be Anduin.
He's like the lamest person since Lame came to Lame Town.
And is he technically a disc priest?
Anduin's
Velen just reminds me of Deckard Cain.
So if you've read the there was an Anduin comic before Legion came out. If you've read that, he's kind of not a priest, and he's not a paladin at this point. He's
evolved
beyond all of that.
Correct, yeah. He started training in different...
So he's gone Super Saiyan? Like,
he is superhero of the storm.
No, so essentially,
does he have Goku hair? Because if not, I'm not...
He's so got a like a blue comic. Arrow coming down the face of his head.
Spoilers for the Anduin comic, which you should have read 6 months ago.
Yeah.
He essentially takes a ball of light into his hand and turns it into a hammer and punches a Nathrezim so hard that it kills it.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's baller level right there.
Alrighty, I'm doing. I give you mad props for that.
Powerful demons you'll get. So.
Yeah, that's baller status. I like that. All right, I think we
the light flavored balls.
Yes, that's a light flavored balls. Good lord. I think we pretty much covered it, unless you guys can think of anything else. I do want to go over this advent calendar real quick. So we got the Welcome to Heroes 2.0 video, the new hero, Cassia. The Reddit Q&A is up on the 12th. We get Heroes Timeline, April 12th. So there's going to be details on the timeline of Heroes 2.0 coming out. April 17th, another new hero announcement. We have no idea who it's going to be, but we're getting another new hero announcement.
It's going to be Genji.
It's going to be May. See, that's the thing. It's going to be May. April 17th, we're also getting a new battleground. The 18th unlocks the launch event. Another Reddit Q&A on the 19th. New Fundle Bundles, however you want to say it, on the 20th. And can we just say that the new bundles are coming on 420? Like that's
bundles are coming. The bundles
but
are
420.
So it's my coworker and bundles. I decided that we're gonna host a potluck on 420 and see what
nice. Well played. Well played. Yeah. Also on 420, new program. That's literally what it says. New program on April 20th. New cinematic on April 25th. Along with the Nexus Challenge 2.0 and the event itself unlocking on the 25th. And guess what? May 4th, may the 4th be with you, a new hero. It better have a Star Wars-esque freaking skin because it's being announced on May the 4th. Yes.
Yeah, but nobody likes Star Wars.
It's just because
I'm... I disown you.
Did you see what I said on Twitter about Firefly?
Kaylee, yes, you bastard.
Kaylee, you might not like Star Wars or Firefly, but remember, I beat you. I don't like Lord of the Rings.
No, you're done. You are. I am actually booting him from the room. I'm booting him from the room.
Kick him out.
Yes, goodbye.
The one thing really nice. Actually did it.
I did.
Put him in my room?
Yes, I put him in your room. I'm not putting him in my room.
I don't subscribe to that.
The one thing Rill and I agree on is that you do not talk trash about Lord of the Rings.
No, you do not. You do not speak ill of Lord of the Rings. Ever.
Shaper said he has 45 beef jerky stacks.
Oh, good Lord. Wow. Okay. With that,
I stand by my opinion.
Nice.
The books or the movies?
The books suck.
Oh,
the movies are good.
You know what?
It cuts out some crap that's too low.
Okay, he's banned again. He's banished again. The swing. Unmute yourself.
Another good butcher skin would be like a wilderness guy, like a big burly, like lumberjack skin, and he would pick up beef jerky.
You mean like Bjorn the Shaper from The Hobbit?
Yeah, like him.
The
but,
greatest
you know,
children's
he'd
book
like a
ever
lumberjack
written.
Skin with a fleece. You know, he's got to wear a fleece and a fuzzy hat.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be the butcher though. Maybe butcher.
So Bjorn Bearmantle.
Jerky stacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Shaper.
Bring back Akari. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Hi, Akari.
I stopped.
Akari is still being shunned. So, Kevin, get to tell us where to find you first.
He likes the movies. It's better than nothing.
No, it's not.
I mean,
it's acceptable.
It's not.
I'm sorry. It's tolerable.
Okay, so his best friends told him that he was a bad writer.
That is not true. His best friend was C.S. Lewis, and they spent a lot of time encouraging each other and talking about writing.
And arguing about religion.
His other best friend, who is a bathroom attendant, said he was a really bad writer. But, you know, we can't really...
all right, Kevin, tell us where people can find you.
People can find us azerothctc.com.
I just bent my mic stand. I meant you specifically. I was going to talk about Azeroth Coast to Coast.
Well, that's where they can find me, and they can find the Azeroth Coast to Coast show.
He's like, you can't find me because I don't want you to.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm also at SwingCat on Twitter.
Yes, SwingCat
with a K.
That's it.
With a K.
He's hiding.
Chris, even though I hate you, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at @Akari_mag, and I have an article for you to read.
I will cut you.
I will cut you. Is that Akari with an eggplant? Is that how?
Yes, Akari with an eggplant. Mike, where can they find you?
Oh, far away from the mic. Yes. You can find me at Fimlys, F-I-M-L-Y-S on Twitter, and on Twisted Nether Blogcast at twistednether.net.
Nice. Nerdy. Hit him.
Hey. You can find me trolling the Twitters.
In Texas.
Yeah, and now in Texas.
We're in a 16-gallon cat.
Yeah, now with more Texas.
Did you just say a 16-gallon cat?
Cap.
Yes.
Oh, I was like, what?
No, he said cat. He said cat.
Well, I have a 16-gallon cat. Right? He is ridiculously fat and lazy, so yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so... I'm on the Twitters and the Facebooks and all the stuffs. Nerdy Char, NERDICHAR.
Yes. You can find me on Twitter at Vincent Minucci. Minucci is spelled M-I-N-N-U-C-C-I, two N's, two C's. And Geek or Die, we are finally, I'm going to finally put up the long ago recorded Rogue One deep dive that we did. And stay tuned to lyricsundercover.com.
On DVD?
Yes. Stay tuned to lyricsundercover.com because we are about to change that in a big way. And yeah, man, it is going to a Patreon format. So every episode is going to be up for all to enjoy. And the one that's coming, not going to be the next one, but the one after that is going to be about The Doors, Unknown Soldier. Very cool song. I drop a mad crazy trivia bomb at the end of that episode, and you're not going to want to miss it. So lyricsundercover.com. And don't forget to check out our friends at Azeroth Coast to Coast, because that show is awesome and I love it. And they have stickers. Right, Kevin?
We've got stickers.
Kevin, we have stickers. Why don't I have a sticker, bro? What
send
is going on?
Address.
You have to send him your address.
Very quickly. Did we confirm what
I'll
the topic
send you
is?
My address.
Week?
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
So our topic this week, we're going to, on Azeroth Coast to Coast, which we're recording on Saturday, so it should be up Saturday evening, Sunday morning. We're going to be talking about PvP through the ages, from 2004 all the way through to 2017,
nice.
How it's evolved, how it's changed, and what we think the good parts have that's been dropped, or the bad parts that's been dropped, and where it can improve still.
So the good parts that have been dropped are the... 48-hour to 72-hour Alterac Valleys.
Dude, best
no,
part of WoW. What?
Those are the good parts that are those are the good parts that have been dropped. Sorry,
we need it back.
The other good parts, in my opinion, anyway, which little topic would be, you know how they've changed the stats completely.
Yes.
For when you zone into PvP, you get new stat weights.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Oh, of course.
Especially coming from someone who. Didn't PvP in Warlords of Draenor purely because I started PvPing late and there was a 30% gear difference between someone who's just stepping in to someone who's fully kitted out.
Yeah, this is
true. I feel like that's going to be a really angry episode.
You're not supposed to use the term PvPing.
It burns when I PvP.
It goes along with sharding.
Yeah.
I used to be in a guild called I Will PvP on You.
That is amazing. That is wonderful in every way.
That is cherry balls.
That is
cherry balls. Hashtag cherry balls.
Hashtag cherry balls.
Hashtag cherry balls.
Hashtag Hotscast on all the social medias, hotscast@gmail.com. Hit us up. Let us know anything at all about your meat stacks, your eggplants.
You know one thing we did
support,
not
support Calm Before the Storm Kickstarter.
Yes, Calm Before the Storm
exactly
Kickstarter.
That's exactly what I was going to talk about.
Yes.
Had to come it was in
Kickstarter.
My
BlizzCon was announced. So remember, BlizzCon was announced tomorrow. I don't know when you're going to put this up, but tomorrow, Wednesday,
probably Thursday.
The 5th, BlizzCon tickets go on sale. First group at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
9 p.m. Central.
The other
one. Cool, Central.
And then the Saturday at some other weird time. So if you do want,
Pacific.
Yeah. So if you want BlizzCon tickets, get in there, try to get some BlizzCon tickets. The it is on November
2nd, 3rd, or 3rd, 4th.
November 3rd, 3rd.
Yeah,
1st
like
is
right
the Wednesday.
There. Yeah.
4th, 5th.
Oh, and I have
3rd,
open 4th. Spots.
No, I was right. 3rd, 4th. Because it's 4th, Wednesday is the 1st. I know, because that's when I'm flying in. So 1st is Wednesday. 2nd is Thursday.
Third is the Friday. So
I have open spots in my Hilton hotel room.
I got a
there is a requirement Maddie, though. Maddie, you have Mary to be Rock. A furry.
No, I'm just advertising because I need people to split the room with me.
Gallon cat. You have to have a 10-gallon cat.
A 10-gallon cat.
Yes.
Yes.
Kevin, I think we have two open spots.
No. I'm advertising. You guys are not allowed.
I'm advertising.
Well, with the rate I'm going, I may put on so much weight that I might have to expand my spot to be a second spot. So just we'll keep that in mind. Oh, just for now.
So people, you have a choice here. You can stay with the drunk, or you can stay with me, Kevin.
And the drunk
why are you
chick?
Leaving me out, dude?
Are you really telling people that they're not going to want to stay with a drunk chick at BlizzCon?
Like with furries.
Who was drunk by 7 o'clock and drilling everywhere.
Because I'm awesome. Oh, yeah. And we partied with furries, not intentionally, but he ended up being a cool dude.
Yes.
Yep.
Go to Kickstarter. Check out Calm Before the Storm.
Quickly. Yeah. Calm Before the Storm 2017. Make sure it does say 2017. There's 55 days to go. Still, we have 46 backers already, $6,835
and I'm one of
pledged of $14,000. There are some amazing pledge levels and things you can get from these, including a badge from
Fabelina.
What was it? Egg dishes.
Oh.
So you get a badge from Egg Dishes is one of the levels, plus a bunch of art and all sorts of all the other stuff.
You can get a plushy party Kirby.
Nice. Yes.
Like, well, you get that as part of the thing too.
That is the cutest thing ever. I'm super
and
jelly.
Chewbacca is the other one doing badges. I did the Chewbacca badge level.
Awesome.
I
think there's only one early bird special.
There
left.
Are no Egg Dishes badges left. So
okay, they're gone.
No badges left for Egg Dishes. So Chewbacca badges, there's three left. So if you want, he's only doing five. So limited run of these badges. And there's a Twitch overhaul level, which is already gone too. Holy cow.
Yeah, there's awesome. Really not many left of the. Those.
All the high level ones seem to be gone. The ultimate. Yep. Fan is gone too.
Yep.
You could be a baller. That's the $1,500 one.
Yep.
If you really want to.
Yeah, that's crazy sauce. But yeah, you could.
There's some pretty good levels there. All the art ones, etc. Especially if you're one of those art lovers and you had a problem last year, like getting a piece of art that you wanted. That's what you want to get because you get to pick your art ahead of time and you get a copy of that art. Period. Nobody else can take it away from you.
Right.
So, it's awesome.
Very good. Yeah, check that out on Kickstarter. For some reason, Calm Before Storm, the website, calmbeforestorm.com, is not currently working. I got to talk to Dave about that. I don't know what's going on there.
Huh.
But yeah, check it out on Kickstarter. And that's all.
It is temporarily unavailable.
I know. That's what I just said. Say goodnight, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Nice.
Good night, everyone.
Well played. And stop.
Oh, nuclear launch detected.
On the show because these balls are so good.
I'm just glad I don't have to worry about stopping with the balls.
Can I just say I literally pressed record as Kaylee said that?
So
and guess what's going into the show?
Yes!
Balls. Giggity
yes.
Giggity.
These balls are so
good.
Shoot,
Kevin, don't be jealous just because.
Can we pull? We need to pull that out of the audio, and I have to put it on my soundboard.
You got
no
it.
More, like no the more
I want it to be
in
my echo voicemail.
It's got to be. We need an announcer. We need an announcer pack.
You're gonna make me.
Saying, these balls are so good.
You've reached Kevin's voicemail. These balls are so good. Can I just very quickly point out
you and the goats, so you can go.
Kaylee and Kevin in the same place. You know you're gonna need to bleep a lot of stuff, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh for show.
Okay, yeah, because I've been holding in all of my profanity all day while
wow.
No, because I've been training all this week and like I can't curse at work when I'm training people. So like yeah, I've been holding it all in.
You're not an amateur.
I'm a little pent up.
You are a pro.
What is that some kind of lame HR rule? You're not allowed to curse when you're training people. Come on.
Well, earlier this week I said bomb ass and my class looked at me like, did you just say that? And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm allowed to. I'm a trainer.
You said bomb ass
in
a training session.
they were asking if they got discounts on something, and I said, we already get a really bomb-ass discount. Why do you need this discount?
That's awesome. You used bomb-ass in the sentence.
You didn't think about it twice, right?
I didn't even think about it, and they looked at me, and I was like, oh, sorry.
That's awesome. That
it's like
is
using the word
awesome.
Asshat, and you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
I actually used the word asshat on an inspection not long ago. I said it to a client, not about that specific client. I called somebody else an asshat.
Did they go, what is an asshat?
They kind of laughed awkwardly, and I could tell they had no idea what I was talking about.
They're like, you used the word ass, so it must be bad. So we're just going to leave it at that.
One more quick tangent. It is so amazing to be doing this show at 9 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock.
Really, 1 o'clock? Really, one more?
One like, more? Yeah. No, we got to keep this as tangentless as possible. There is so it's much freaking content.
Yeah, that's not even going to happen. Not even a little.
Let's go.
Then we should have started already.
We will. As soon as I say go, it's on like Donkey Kong. Wearing Jean to the prom.
I don't know where my mute button is. Hold on.
It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong.
I can't handle life right now. All right, so I have
you. It's 9 o'clock for you. It's 3 a.m. for me.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but you like being up at 3, you weirdo.
Who's popping?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hey, Curry.
I'm not popping.
Wait, hold on. That might have been Mike. Do it again.
No, it wasn't because I heard it.
Just mute Discord when I'm not talking.
I will not.
No. It was like...
Muting is what creates the crackle.
Yeah, so rather than muting my mic, I'll mute Discord.
Don't mute me.
Oh, okay. Do it again, Chris. So, yep, that's
ooh,
it.
Oh,
I heard that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I have a crack. At
the same time he was doing that, I was moving my mic, which was making a noise.
Hey, Akari, do you want me to send you my old mic? Because
I have a really good mic.
Send it to Chris.
What about your old video camera?
No, I think he means the other Chris.
Yeah, I still have that.
Did you move your old video camera?
I did. It came to Dallas.
That's Mike's. What the hell? We need to do a drug deal again for picking it up.
I'm very much thinking about getting a new webcam only because I desperately hate the way the one I have makes me.
Yeah,
look.
We know why you want a new webcam.
Yeah, I was going to show you guys if we were on video my new Tracer Cute But Deadly that I got in my loot crate today.
What? Oh, I forgot about loot crate.
I forgot about loot crate.
I turned it off like 4 months ago.
To be the under desk webcam.
Yes. Yes. Because the internet desperately wants to see that.
Cam. Wait. Show of hands, even though we're not on camera, who's wearing pants right now?
My hand is not up.
I'm wearing pants.
Dude, you are failing hard if you're wearing pants right now.
I'm wearing yoga pants because it's like pants. Wearing no pants.
I have all of my in-laws here staying in my
so
house.
What?
So what, right? It's
and
your
between
house.
Me and my room.
Like, deal with it.
When you sit down at the desk to podcast, your pants must be off.
Pants don't need to be off.
So your pants need to be
very
off.
Comfortable.
My pants are on.
I'm much more comfortable with pants
you cannot
on.
Podcast like a pro unless your pants are off.
I'm also
it's
wearing
three
shoes.
In the morning and I'm
wearing the off pants.
You need to the two keys to podcasting are monitor your own audio and wearing no pants. If you do not do either of those two things, you are a failcaster.
Wait, so does that mean I have to wear a shirt?
I already knew I was a failcaster.
Yes, you have to wear a shirt.
Naked.
Only if you're video casting.
Naked all day, every day.
No.
You can podcast naked. You just shouldn't video cast.
No, you should not podcast naked because if you have chesticles, they will bang the mic. So you need to have a shirt on to keep them things down.
Right. Well, I've already failed.
It would be very scary if you have long enough.
That's true. My boobs would probably like bump the mic.
If you've got the man boobies, right, and you get excited, then things will slap the mic.
I have the lady boobies.
You do have the lady.
I would prefer the man boobies not slap the mic.
Exactly. That's
because I do not like getting slapped by man boobies.
What'd you say, Akari?
You have to worry about not just your lady boobies hitting the mic, your beef curtains as well.
Wow. On that note, let's get this thing started.
and we're going to do one more tangent, right? That was what we were talking about.
I think so. Yeah, right.
For sure.
That was just one. That was all one tangent. That was it. Just one.
one
single. That was just one large tangent.
Long.
Long tangent.
Long chesticle tangent.
Chesticles. Yes.
Penis. But.
Yep. Sorry. All right. Let's do this. And yeah, give me like 5 seconds of quiet only because I've got a dishwasher running and my air conditioner. So I want to be able to strip that out.
See, Kevin, he only needs 5 seconds.
Strip. Oh, speaking of that, I need to talk to you, Kev, after.
Ooh, you're in trouble.
No. It's actually, there's something that goes on and I can tell you how to fix it, but that's okay. We'll talk about it after. All right. And go.